Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting third. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Bishop. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Onbe. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rick Onbe. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting third. The center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Terry Harper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig McMurtry. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Craig McMurtry. And now, play ball. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Onbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Harper reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict takes first base on ball four. Watson moves to second. Craig McMurtry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMurtry bunts towards first. Staub fields it and throws to third for the out. Benedict moves to second. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Onbe. Benedict moves to third. McMurtry moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Heap reaches second base with a double. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heap moves to third. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Bishop and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Braves. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Benedict hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig McMurtry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMurtry is 0 for 1 in the game. McMurtry bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Benedict for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Backman pinch hits for Rick Onbe. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields the ball and throws to second. Hubbard drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hubbard. Backman moves to second. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heap hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington throws the ball into Ramirez, who tags Heap trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Backman scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Braves. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Murphy is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with McMurtry covering, for the out. Wilson scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Braves. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMurtry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 2. The Braves will come to bat. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbard hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Mike Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Gardenhire moves to second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bishop scores. Gardenhire moves to third. Two outs. It's Mets, 3, Braves, 3. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-3 in the game. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Benedict hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler pinch runs for Bruce Benedict. Steve Bedrosian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bedrosian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles misplays the ball. That's an error on Giles. Butler moves to third. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Neil Allen now pitching. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez bunts towards the mound. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butler scores. Bedrosian moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Braves. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Owen now catching. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Owen and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horner hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Braves. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbard hits a fly ball towards left. Foster catches it and throws to first to double up Harper. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop strikes out. One out. Ken Smith now playing first base. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Neil Allen. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 5, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.